Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, and happy birthday to the queen of country music, Dolly Parton. She's 76 years old today. Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Beaufort City Schools delayed the start of school yesterday because of the impact of Sunday's winter storm. We'll take a look at Governor Kemp's budget for Georgia and what it means for health care in the state. United Ebony Society had to cancel their candlelight vigil over concerns about icy conditions. President Joe Biden has put the spotlight on Georgia. Andy Dyer, the only head football coach in Archer history, has announced his resignation. And finally, Everton Blair has formally launched his campaign for state school superintendent.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
It's a snow day, and isn't it cool? No one has to go to school. All my friends and I can play all day.
It wasn't exactly a snow day, but continued issues stemming from Sunday's winter storm did force Beaufort City school officials to delay the start of classes yesterday. The winter weather that moved through the area over the weekend left behind snow and ice, and that impact continued to be felt, and staff and students began the school day 2 hours later than normal yesterday. Extending Medicaid coverage for women who have given birth, higher pay for physicians serving Georgia's poor, more money for rural health care. In many ways, health care is getting a boost in Governor Brian Kemp's budget.
And I think this just shows what conservative Republican leadership has been doing in our state in regards to our state budget and also reflecting our priorities to make Georgia the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
Governor Kemp's proposed budget envisions a record $30.2 billion in state spending next year. The highest profile items include $5,000 pay raises for state employees, $2,000 bonuses for teachers, and $1.6 billion tax refunds for Georgians. State tax collections, boosted by federal pandemic relief funds sent to Georgians, have increased since mid-2020, and those revenues have further soared as the economy recovered. The state has piled up a record surplus. Democrats would like to see more of the surplus spent on state programs than Governor Kemp is proposing. They point out that amid the health care features in his budget, there's no sign of extending coverage to hundreds of thousands of uninsured Georgians through Medicaid. The budget also proposes additional spending on mental health and developmental disability services, though experts say this money won't fill the major funding gaps in those care systems. Hearings on the governor's budget will be held this week in the General Assembly.
One day. This nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Officials from the United Ebony Society of Gwinnett County canceled a candlelight prayer vigil that was to be held to call for passage of voting rights legislation because of the winter storm that moved through North Georgia over the weekend. The vigil at the Gwinnett Historic Courthouse on the Lawrenceville Square had been announced earlier this month as a replacement for Gwinnett County's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade. Organizers said they were not sure road conditions would totally be safe enough for people to drive to the square and then head back home after sunset, however.
The assault on our freedom to vote will be felt by every American in every community, in every political party. And if we stand idly by, our entire nation will pay the price for generations to come.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on Georgia when they spoke in Atlanta to pitch federal voting rights legislation that stalled in the U.S. Senate. But to the Peach State's Republican leaders, it was unwelcome attention. They bristled at the Democratic president's portrayal of the Peach State as ground zero for a GOP-led voter suppression movement aimed at reversing Republican losses in 2020.
And here's how they plan to subvert the election. The Georgia Republican Party, the state legislature, has now given itself the power to make it easier for partisan actors, their cronies, to remove local election officials. Think about that.
Indeed, record voter turnout in November 2020 helped Biden become the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry Georgia since Bill Clinton in 1992. 2 months later, another huge turnout lifted Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock to victory over two incumbent Republican senators in runoff elections. Georgia Republicans reacted by passing sweeping election overhaul legislation last March. Among other things, the bill requires voters casting absentee ballots to present ID. It also limits the number of absentee ballot drop boxes, which became a popular method of voting in 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic raged and vaccines weren't yet available. While Republicans argued such steps promote election integrity, Democrats charged they were part of an effort by the GOP to make it harder for voters, particularly voters of color, to cast ballots.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The professional bull riders return bigger, badder, older, for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
A big game, an intense rivalry. Bob, you'll get a real sense of the hatred that makes football so great.
Andy Dyer, the only head football coach in Archer history, has announced his resignation. Community reporter J.P. Edwards has the story.
Coach Dyer launched the Tigers program when the high school opened in 2009 and reached the 100-win mark this season in Archer's state playoff win over Alpharetta. Coach Dyer still plans to coach high school football, likely as an assistant closer to where he and his wife Kim recently moved in Livonia. Coach Dyer's statement reads in part, quote, "Football is the greatest team game that exists. During my time at Archer, I've been blessed with people by my side who have been the best teammates a head coach could ask for. After much prayer and consideration, I am stepping down as the head football coach at Archer. I'm excited to pursue the next chapter of my life with the legacy of Archer football forever in my heart," end quote. You can read his full statement online at GwinnettDailyPost.com. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm J.P. Edwards.
It's been no secret that Gwinnett County Board of Education Chairman Everton Blair planned to run for state school superintendent this year, but he formally kicked off his campaign on Tuesday. Chairman Blair, who filed paperwork earlier this month to run for the Democratic Party's nomination for the seat, issued a statement early Tuesday to officially launch his bid for statewide office. "The education I got here in Georgia opened so many doors for me," Blair said in a statement. "I'm running to be Georgia's next school superintendent so that every student in our state has the same opportunity to succeed." Chairman Blair says that he'll bring visionary, forward-thinking leadership to the challenges students and teachers are facing right now and make every decision with their best interest in mind. Would you like to see the PBR Gwinnett Invitational? Call 404-997-8655 and leave a voicemail on the GDP voicemail line and mention Pro Bull Riders for your chance to win.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-NOW. Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Find your inspiration at the North Atlanta Home Show, January 28th through the 30th at Gas South Convention Center. Check off all those projects on your to-do list. Plus, find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts to make your dream home a reality. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the North Atlanta Home Show. Save 50% on tickets with promo code PODCAST at NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.